And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we go, Roz and Mocha podcast time. Hello, Rachel. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So glad to have you on the show today. What do you want to know?
Well, I want to ask you guys, when you think of your future retirement, what does your ideal life look like?
Next year?
Hey! Let me see.
Why
would you say that? What? That's so not nice. So not nice. You know what? If you feel that way, leave now.
No, I didn't say I didn't. Just retirement. That's not quitting. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Hold on. Before we get to what you say, Roz, I want to know from you, Rachel, what is your retirement life look like?
A lot farther than you guys. So probably mine, I'm really simple. I would just love to have a cottage on the water, be with my family, be able to have a glass of wine whenever I want to, have maybe six cats.
Rachel, you are like, our retirements are aligned.
I was going to say, you sound like you're living Roz's life right now. Glass of wine, six cats.
Yeah.
Cottage near the water.
I am good. Let's be neighbors.
Okay, Roz, go ahead.
Exactly what Rachel just said. Like I.
So continue as is.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'm not a traveler, right? And I think that that's when a lot of people start talking about retirement. They start thinking, you know, now is going to be my time to start jumping on planes and seeing the world and, you know, and really living that kind of life where I spent so many years traveling that I have very, very little interest in traveling. And so I fear, though, when I start like realistically thinking about retirement, I fear that I'm going to get bored really, really fast. Yeah. So I think that my kind of like perfect retirement would be to set up my life where I still have a ton of things to do. Right,
like hobbies or like
yeah,
work?
Just like oh, ever, okay. like work, like little
like part time work.
Yeah, I work part time somewhere. Sure, yeah. Why not? I'm not above that, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I think it might be cool, but like hobbies and you know, like maybe like a little business or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. I just know that in retirement, I am not the type to just sit. I will go crazy, but I also am not the type to travel, so I won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of in like a weird spot when it comes to retirement, right?
Yeah, my mom when she retired. Tired,
yeah,
and then she got bored,
yeah,
and then she went back to work.
How old was your mom when she retired?
She was like 70.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
got bored
and went back to work. She said my dad was bothering her too much at home.
Yes, right? Yes.
So she went back to work, but like she's part-time, and then like the days that she doesn't work, she still like, you know, meets up with the girls at the food court,
yeah,
at the mall,
yeah,
grab a Tim's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sit down and talk.
I'm down with that. Do you ever think about retiring, Mocha? You don't think about retiring.
No, not anytime soon. But I mean, when the thought does cross my mind, similar to you, there would be like part-time work involved, stuff to keep me busy. I do I feel like because I've dedicated so much of my life to work when I was younger,
yeah,
that I didn't get a chance to experience the world the way I would like to. So traveling is definitely a big thing for me when I envision retirement. I think Jenna and I and Cruz would, I would like for us to travel as a family around the world,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
visit different places.
Yeah.
Dan Maury?
Like, and this is a realistic, like realistically, Maury, what does sort of life in retirement, like the ideal retirement life for you look like?
For me, it would just be sitting.
Sitting?
Like, I can't imagine, like, I just want to rest.
You rest every day after this show.
But I don't want to get up.
You're the first one to leave, and you're at home.
You just don't want to get up in the morning. But, like, what does life look like? Like, where do you see yourself, like, ideally?
I did say that I wanted to work at, like, a tea shop.
Okay.
Like, and serve people high tea.
But, like, you still want to live in a condo in the city?
No, I want to live in Prince Edward County.
Okay, so here we go. Now we're getting closer. So you
want to live... We talk about retirement almost every time we walk the dog.
And how close are you guys to retiring?
Not this lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, do you and Matthew, like, do you have a plan? Like, is there a retirement plan?
No.
No. Just dreams.
Just dreams.
I got you. That's, like, a lot of people, I think, though, right? I think a lot of people are dreamers, and you're probably going to be working until, how old would you say, more?
Death.
Death. Okay. Wow. Damn. That hurts to hear. That hurts my heart.
God. I think I actually want to retire, and I want to teach.
Like, yeah?
I think I want to teach. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I mean, I do teach now, so a radio course, but
yeah.
I think I want to enter that on a part-time basis after my media career.
Maybe I'll do that too. Maybe I'll teach.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
I hate everyone in the class.
I know, you're right, Maureen. Yes. I couldn't be a teacher. I would get the worst Yelp reviews ever.
Oh no. Oh my God. Rachel, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Rachel, take care. Love you, girl.
Aiden says here, what is your dream 3-course meal?
Oh
wow.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
French fries.
Okay. you understand what 3-course, okay, yeah, okay,
go on.
Mashed potatoes, French fries, uh-huh. And?
Pierogies.
Okay.
Oh, side of popcorn.
Okay, that's 4. Okay. So 3 courses. So the first course would be what?
Okay, so hold on. So appetizer. Okay, so caprese salad.
Okay, so you said, first of all, mashed potatoes was the appetizer. Okay.
So potatoes.
French fries was the entree.
Potatoes.
And pierogies was dessert.
More potatoes.
I love me some potatoes. No, but caprese salad to start for sure.
Okay.
And then a shrimp cocktail.
Okay, so that's your...
Second side.
Okay. I don't know if you understand what a 3-course meal is.
3 courses more. What are the 3 courses typically?
Okay, so starter, main, and dessert.
Correct.
Right? Okay, so caprese salad.
Yes.
Okay, the main I will do, oh my God, probably either pierogies or a steak and frites.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then dessert I will go with a New York cheesecake.
Okay, solid.
Roz.
See, I like Maury's actually without the cheesecake. I don't eat dessert. So I always do like 2 apps plus a main.
Sure.
Right? Because I won't eat
That's
dessert.
3 courses.
Because I won't eat dessert. Thank you. Yeah. I'm like, I love a salad. I do love steak frites. But like, if I could have like my ultimate, it would be a like slice of pizza. Mm. With a side of chicken wings, and then my main would be the most delicious burger and fries.
Oh my God.
Ever. Like to me, pizza, chicken, and burgers are like my holy trinity.
Are you cooking
like,
the burger or are you ordering it?
I could cook it. Yeah. I could cook it, yeah.
You can cook all that stuff.
I could cook it, and I've had that before. There I've made go. That for myself a lot.
Shem, go.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go similar to Roz. A nice, juicy burger for sure.
Yeah.
Like wedges. I want big fries.
Wedges?
Yeah, I want big fries. And okay. I got to go cheesecake to end it off.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wow, you guys are the cheesecake mocha.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm going with appetizer of arancini balls.
Okay.
Whose balls?
Arancini.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a philosopher.
And then I'm going to go with a little bit of sauce and cheese on top.
Yeah.
And then my main, I'm going to go with spaghetti with meat sauce and veal parm. Mm. And then my dessert, much like Shem, I'm going to go with cheesecake.
Wow, you guys love with the cheesecake.
I can't do spaghetti, though, because if I don't cut it up and I slurp it into my mouth, it always gets onto
but
my
what
shirt.
About just using a different pasta? Use like a penne or something like that.
Then sure, but not spaghetti.
No?
It's too sloppy.
Wow, I do like a spaghetti, though. I haven't had spaghetti in a long time.
Oh, so good. Tanya says here, can you please pause the podcast? Hear me out. I love your show and the podcast, but I'm only on episode 60 and I need time to catch up. Just pause and bank all the episodes, then release them when I'm closer to current times. LOL.
Like that.
First of all, that's a you problem.
Yeah, that's I don't know what to say to
that.
And
guess what? On your device, wherever you listen from, right? The episodes are banked. So problem solved.
Yeah, but
they're already there.
But I know, and I get it. Like you feel that it's a mountain that you can't climb, right? Like it's you'll never catch up because we will just never stop making new ones. But I'll tell you, what's her name? Tanya?
Yeah.
People have committed the full year to listening to every episode. And people even did that last year when we're up to like 500 and something episodes now. I guess we are. Almost 575, 600, something like that. And yes, it does feel impossible, but you can do it.
Hard work and dedication.
Yep.
Melissa says here, went back to episode number 1 of the podcast and just heard about the, quote, Frank who hates Maury guy on the show. Whatever happened to that guy?
It's not Frank, my dad.
No. It was a guy who listened to the show that would just call in and roast Frank. Whatever happened to Frank?
I think he messaged me. He came to some sort of come to Jesus moment in his life.
And
he apologized to me, told me how much he actually does think I'm funny or whatever. And yeah. he said that he'll never do it again.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And then disappeared.
Yeah. 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 So there was a guy that used to call up on the show and just roast Maury all the time. And it did cross a line, right? Like it became...
Not like I took it too far. He pushed it too far.
No, he pushed it too far. Yes, yes. And it became less fun and more mean. There's a fine line, and there is a fine line. And we walk that line on the show all the time. But Frank took it beyond, and then it sort of started to spill into social media as well, right? Like where he would comment on things where it wasn't on the show, and the spirit of it was kind of lost because it wasn't on the show. And yeah, he had like a moment. He came to some sort of realization and felt bad and apologized to you, right?
Wait, didn't somebody else did that too, like forever ago? A big fan of the show. And he's like a super nice guy.
Lenito?
Yeah, that
Lenito,
guy.
Yeah, Lenito. That was
both of them are like disappeared.
Really, huh?
Oh, no. I hear from Lenito all the time. He tells me all the time.
Yeah, but Lenito had a moment like that too, right?
And then he was just like, dude, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it. You're great. Blah,
yeah, blah, where he was like, where he's like, you know, I love the show, but I just want to sort of lead with positivity now as opposed to roasting.
I think it was the pandemic that did that to everyone.
You think so?
I do.
Really?
Yeah? Mm. I'm wondering. Could have been. But yeah, so that's what happened to Frank, is that story came full circle and then he just vanished, right?
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Oksana says here, what do you guys see Roxy, Roz's daughter, and Cruz, my son, doing for a career when they grow up? Could you imagine if they took over for the two of you one day?
Oh my God. Roxy would never. I mean, as she, with the kind of kid she is now, 13, and when you're 13, you have a pretty good handle on what kind of kid they are. This is not for Roxy.
Not her career.
I would have to produce for them?
Yes, because Maury apparently can't retire.
Cruz is still, I mean, he's almost six, so his, his occupation dreams change all the time.
Yes.
The latest, like, before it would be, like, astronaut, or he wanted to be a firefighter or a race car driver. Yeah. Still kind of in the wheelhouse of race car driving because he races go-karts during the spring and summer. But I love... wrestling, obviously, right?
Yes.
I got the WWE Network on in the house whenever he's not home all the time.
And remind me again how long ago you introduced Cruz to wrestling, because it wasn't that long ago.
I think it was last year I let him watch WrestleMania. Only one match.
Right.
But last year was the first time he had ever seen like a full match.
Right.
And since then, like every now and then, less than five times for sure.
Yeah.
He watched a little bit of Rumble with me a couple of weeks ago, but that's pretty much it. I don't want to expose him to it. I just think he's a little bit too young right now to fully understand, right?
Yeah.
But the other day he said what he wants to do when he grows up.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be a wrestler. He wants to be a referee.
Oh, that's amazing.
Really? A wrestling referee.
Interesting.
That's amazing.
Interesting.
So I don't know, like, where, maybe he figures, like, it's still wrestling, but, like, it's the safest thing he can probably do.
Yeah, right. You're not going to get hurt, right?
Yeah,
I get it. You're still in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
You're still
that's
part
interesting.
Of it,
I wanted to be, I've never heard of a kid wanting to be a referee.
He wants to be a referee.
That's interesting. I think Maury would be a great wrestling referee.
I think he'd do really well in the WWE.
So do I. Like, with the theatrics,
yes.
And like they would just pick
just
him up. They would pick him up and chuck him out of the ring,
like,
and
oh
like
God.
His over dramatics for everything, right? Yeah.
Can't I just be the announcer?
No. With what?
What do you mean with what?
With what? With what skills?
No, like to introduce the people.
No, you're not good at that.
It's time.
You're not.
Somebody already says that. Yeah, you're going to get sued, bro.
Yeah, we can't even play that on the podcast.
Yo, GP, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm great. It's very early, but I'm still really happy to hear from you guys.
Well, we're happy to have you on the show. What's your question for the room?
So my question is... if there was a zombie outbreak, what would your guys' plans be? Do you guys have survival tactics or tips? Or are you guys going to join the horde and forego surviving in the apocalypse?
Interesting.
Great question.
Yeah, first of all, what's yours?
Honestly, my plan is my goal is to find my sister. If I can find my sister, then it's me and her and we're going to try to survive. If I can't find her, then I'm just going to forego it. And because I don't trust anybody, I wouldn't be able to survive alone, but I don't trust anybody in this world anyway. So I would probably forego trying to survive unless I had my sister with me.
I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of zombie movies and stuff like that, right? And I've been watching The Last of Us. on HBO.
So good.
Yeah.
And I looked at Catherine the other night and I was like, you watch these shows and everybody has these conversations of like, what would you do in the apocalypse and everything else? And I'm like, shows like The Last of Us, this whole thing is an advertisement to vote for the people who are not going to take your guns away.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Good one. Didn't even think about that.
Right? Mm-hmm. all of those shows and all of those movies.
So right.
All of those movies.
Yeah.
Right? All of them. Yeah.
Because of what's the one thing that they all carry with them when they're trying to survive?
Thank you.
Guns.
Thank you.
And a lot of them.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And anytime they come across a dead human being.
Yes.
Right? Or they come across a place where they need to camp out. What do they do when they're going through stuff? Looking for guns and ammunition.
Yeah. So I have weapons. I don't have guns, but we have weapons. We have bows. I got a couple like really high powered pellet guns.
Ooh.
One that's a handgun.
Yeah.
We got those, which, you know, you're not going to take anybody out, but you could scare somebody with it.
Yeah.
But we have bows. I got lots of arrows. I could defend for a little bit, you know, but that plan, it's like you have to go somewhere that you are not remote enough. You have to be able to survive, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. It's about surviving. So you have to know how to plant food. You have to know how to garden. You have to know how to build things. Like if you're seriously going to survive, like you need to start developing skills to survive, because it's not just about being on the run, right?
Exactly.
Like if you're going to survive, you have to build the skills to survive. And that's where I think, especially in a place like this where we are and where we live, so many people are going to just die immediately because they couldn't go a day fending for themselves.
Well, I have no guns and no weapons.
Yeah.
So I'm dead.
But don't you have a nail gun for your construction?
I have a nail gun.
You got to get close for a nail gun. They don't shoot nails.
I'm not getting so close to a zombie.
No.
Right?
No.
And plus the nails that I have, they're like so small. I don't have like the industrial size
ones. Like Maury, right? Like let's say the apocalypse happened and you and Matthew were starving and you had to eat a pigeon. Would you know how to catch, kill, feather, gut, and cook a pigeon?
Matthew would, because he has done that with chickens when he lived in Portugal.
So he would. So you need then Matthew to help you survive.
But I just assume that with the bags under my eyes and how tired I look, they would just assume I'm a zombie.
No. They just know. They know. You are dead. You are going to be eaten. Mm-hmm. You're human. So you have to survive on your own.
Is it not easier to just become a zombie?
Just give up. Oh, GP, thank you so much. That was a wonderful question.
I guess it would be easier.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for all of your comments and or questions. Keep them coming in. Once a week, we post on Instagram at Kiss925. Ask Roz and Mocha. You'll see that photo there. This is where we get the questions from. And we'll get two of you to join us on a future episode of the podcast. Thanks again for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss925 app.